Happy Valentine's Day, Rob.
No, the other one, the music. Music should be hotter. Oh,
more music? Okay.
It should be hotter.
More music. Okay, let's start again.
All right, pick the needle up. Let's start all over again.
Happy Valentine's Day, Rob.
You too, Chris.
Rob, there's something I've been wanting to tell you all these decades we've been doing the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Hey, Rob, will you be my Valentine?
No.
Why not?
I can't talk.
Why? What's the matter, Rob?
Jim got me sick.
Sick from what?
I don't know. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAF in Cincinnati.
Hey, Rob. I love you, man. I love you, man.
Yeah.
I
mean, like, you're not getting my Bud Light.
No, no, not like that, man. I mean, like, from one man to another, you know? Like, yeah. It ain't not like that, man. I'm just saying, you know, man, like, it's Valentine's Day, and I'm feeling the surge of love all through my body, all through my scruddy body. I'm vibrating all over. I'm just feeling love, love, love.
Well, just stay over there, and you'll be all right.
The phone number is 749-1444. That phone number, one more time, is area code 513-749-1444, and we are...
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we are your local friendly talk show hosts because we're smart and we're good at it and because we rock. And we love everyone because it's Valentine's Day. I love you, Rob.
Yeah. Up first, we got Julio on the Chris and Rob Show. How you doing, Julio?
Well, I'm doing quite well.
Is this Julio Iglesias?
Yes. And Chris, I love you too.
I love you, Julio.
How come it sounds like the guy that works next door to David Letterman?
It does, but anyway.
Sarah Jewel. This sounds like Muji Bar and or Sarah Jewel.
Oh, no. To all the girls I've loved before.
Oh, my gosh.
Who let me come in through their back door.
Him and Muddy Waters.
I'm glad you came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved before. And you too, Chris.
It's Julio Iglesias.
So, Julio, you are the master of love and romance.
Yes.
Well, you know, Fabio kind of took your crown, but you're the former master of love and romance. What
Fabio
do you?
Fabio is a wuss.
Do you know Fabio?
I kicked his ass.
When did you beat Fabio?
Christmas Eve.
You and Fabio got together, a little Indian leg wrestling, or what?
Dutch rubs.
Dutch rubs, you took him out. I see he's got so much hair, though. It'd be easy. He probably doesn't want to mess up his hair.
That was his downfall.
So what do you, the master of love and romance, Julio Iglesias, do to celebrate St. Valentine's Day?
Well, I take myself out to dinner, buying myself flowers, and treat myself to a night of love.
Do you do that alone, or do you catch up with somebody else?
Usually by myself.
Boom.
I need to spend Valentine's with someone very special.
You need to spend quality time with yourself, huh?
That is correct.
And you pick Valentine's Day for that?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy now, so I need to get going. I have my hands full.
Okay, Julio, I bet you do.
Okay.
Braggart.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's Valentine's Day. Tonight is our annual Valentine's Day special in which Rob and I give a little love back to the community that has loved us so much. We're offering romantic advice, how to pick up girls, how to pick up guys, depending on your nature. It's some tips on some of those special things you can do for that special one in your life this Valentine's Day. For example, Rob, what are you doing for your little lady this year?
Not a damn thing. Talking to Gary. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
I just wanted to wish Chris a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, hey, Gary, right back at you.
Why wouldn't you do it, Rob? Why wouldn't you wish me a happy Valentine's Day? Don't you like Chris?
I wished him a happy Valentine's Day.
I didn't hear that.
I just said I wouldn't be his Valentine.
Come on, Rob. Plant a big, big one right here on my left cheek. I want a big kiss right here on my left cheek.
How come the first 15?
Plant a big one right here.
How come the first 15 minutes of every show is now you turn it into to what Waif used to be?
Hey, Chris.
What's that,
are
Gary?
Are you talking about the cheek? Are you talking about a cheek on your face?
Nobody goes there, man. You don't go there on Chris and Rob. Well, especially Rob. This is WAIF Cincinnati's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, Rob, you didn't answer my question yet.
Hey, kids, art damage is a veritable feast of sonic roughage that can transcend the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness. Join Mr. Lockhart, Zog, and Mark Milano as they dish out 2 hours of stew for your mind to swallow. Wednesday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. Thursday. So this is our time slot 24 hours from now. We're doing the Valentine's Day show. What's, you want to hear the most romantic moment ever that happened to me?
I sure do, Rob. I want to share that moment with you. I want to almost be like I'm part of it. What is the most romantic moment you've ever experienced, Rob?
Okay, I was in the Philippines when I was in the Air Force. You with me?
100%, baby.
All right, and usually this one particular whore... This one whore would always want you to bring her two blocks of cheese to go around the world. But one Valentine's Day, I only had one block of cheese and a six-pack of beer, and she went around the world just because it was Valentine's Day.
Wow, just for a six-pack of beer and a block of cheese?
That was the most romantic Valentine's Day ever.
What was with that block of cheese? I mean, what was the cheese?
There's not a lot of room for cows to graze in the, you know, out there. So
what you're saying is in the Philippines they don't have much cheese, and cheese is at a premium?
Cheese, yeah. Cheese, beer, that good stuff.
So you're saying the Philippines need cheese?
Okay, then I was in the my heady undergraduate days. Call up that other undergraduate. This is when I was in my heady undergraduate days. And I'm like romancing, styling, and profiling with this lady in my dorm room.
Right on. You're in your dorm room. You're styling, you're profiling, and you're romancing a lady. And she
says to me, she says...
Robbie?
No. Well, she called me Rob, I think.
She called you Robbie?
She said, I haven't heard a thing you've said for the last 5 minutes.
Why? Because she was so drunk?
No.
Or because she was so smitten with your love?
She said, I said, well, why haven't you? She said, because all I can think about is how much I want to kiss you.
And so did you?
Yeah, then I kissed her.
Cool.
And then like later on, she's like, we're like standing up kissing, you know, doing that standing up neck and stuff.
Oh, cool. That back alley kind.
And she said, oh, you kiss so soft. And so then I just shoved my tongue right down her throat and bounced her head off my locker.
Woo!
Or my closet. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking romance. We're talking love. We're talking Valentine's Day because you know it is Valentine's Day today. It's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. This Wednesday, do what I do.
What do you do, Rob?
Go out tomorrow and buy the stuff. Already, I was at Elder Beerman in downtown Hamilton, and already the stuff was 25% off. What's it going to be like Thursday?
It'll be really cheap.
It'll be very cheap.
It'll almost be free.
Hello.
Hello. Is Tracy there?
1 second, please.
Whoa, Tracy's having a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Tracy's having a damn good Valentine's Day. Tracy.
Is this Tracy?
Yeah.
Hi, Tracy. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're calling you from Cincinnati, Ohio, the Queen City. Happy Valentine's Day, Trace.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you.
It sounds like you're not spending Valentine's Day Eve alone.
Am I in the air?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
Live on the air to 38 states.
Well, three.
Almost.
Are you serious? Am I really on the air?
You're broadcasting to three states, almost as many as WBGU reaches.
Oh, my God.
So where are we calling you tonight, Trace?
Where are you what?
Is that what your friends call you for short, Trace, or Tracy, or the Tracer, or what?
They call me Trace.
The Trace-O-Matic? So is romance dead with young people in 1996?
Is romance dead?
Yeah. I mean, do you young people, do you still like to hold hands? Do you still like to, you know, go take moonlit walks down by the pond, go to the gravel pit and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Hang it up. It's turned off. Do you still like to do that so romance is still alive and fine with the youngsters of today?
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about?
Nope, I don't think so.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done in your young life, Tracy?
The most romantic thing?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about sex, we're talking about romance here.
Here, you want me to give you a good line you can use? Okay, it's like,
I don't know.
Like the next time you're with some guy, and like, you know, he's talking, because guys love to talk about themselves. So you let the guy ramble on and on and on. And then finally, when he gets done talking, you say, I haven't heard a word you've said for the last 5 minutes. And he'll say, oh yeah, why not? And you say, because I've been just thinking about kissing you. And then I bet he kisses you.
That is so damn endearing. Hey, Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Rob's speaking from experience.
Okay. What was the question again?
What do the kids nowadays do for romance? Because, you know, you hear so much. Whenever you hear about the youth of America, It's about them wearing their baseball hats backwards and wearing the big baggy pants pulled down and smoking the crack and doing the crystal meth and listening to the devil worshiping 9-inch nails and stuff like that. And we want to know what the real youth of America is like. Are they still romantic just like we were back in our heyday?
Yeah, I guess.
Romance is still alive?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song to slow dance to?
Wonderful Tonight.
We're talking to Tracy up there in Bowling Green, Ohio, a typical American undergraduate on this very special Valentine's Day of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Don't forget she's a co-ed, too.
Yeah.
What does co-ed mean?
Co-educational.
But what's that got to do with sex?
It used to be all men, and then they bled in the other sex and became co-ed. Are you with me? So you like Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Now, when you're slow dancing, back in my day...
Wait. You like Wonderful Tonight better than Layla?
The slow dance, too.
The slow dance to Layla.
Only the last half.
That's the only half that matters.
Okay. Is it appropriate for the youth in 1996, when they're slow dancing, to either Lady... Do you know that Lionel Richie song?
What?
You know that Lionel Richie song, Lady?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Is it okay still for a guy to put his hands in the girls' back pockets while they're slow dancing?
No.
That's taboo now?
I think that's really tacky.
See, back in the go-go heady days of the 80s, you could do that kind of thing.
I don't like that.
Well, what if the girl puts her hands in the back pockets of the guy?
Not that I know of. I've never been doing that.
Really? You might want to try it with that guy that answered the phone.
My roommate?
Whoa, you got a co-ed roommate. That's pretty cool. We didn't have that when I was in college. It was guys on guys or girls on girls.
On?
Well, you know, in.
In.
You know, living with his roommates. Bobby, it's like living with...
We're not on the air, are we?
Of course we are.
I hope nobody's listening.
So do you guys actually date nowadays?
Do we actually
Do the kids date, or do they just go... Hey, man, I'll be hanging out at Howard's if you guys want to, like, show up later.
Let's
you
go
know.
Play some pool later, man.
Yeah, that's what they say up here.
Let's go play
really
some pool.
Up here.
What happened to the good old-fashioned days of courtship and wooing and romance? Like, you like it when a guy sends you flowers and puts on a tie and comes and picks you up and takes you to an expensive dinner?
Yeah.
And opens the door for you?
Oh, yeah.
And hangs up your coat for you?
Hangs up your coat.
Yeah, and calls you honey bunny and stuff?
Lights your cigarette?
Yeah.
I don't smoke, so no, I wouldn't like that.
Is premarital sex still rampant up there at Bowling Green?
Premarital sex?
Is it still rampant? It was like an epidemic when I was there.
Chlamydia. Don't forget about chlamydia.
Yeah, chlamydia.
What did you say?
Did you learn about chlamydia yet?
Learn about the what?
Chlamydia was going to be the end of civilization as we knew it about 10 years ago.
God.
And I think they found a cure for it or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, is there a lot of premarital sex still going on with the youth of America?
I think so, yeah.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's good if you're in love with the person.
What if it's just like you're buzzed?
Yeah, you're drinking some beers and shooting some pool, and next thing you know, you're sinking your eight ball.
No, I don't think that's good.
Do guys and girls still put on the old beer goggles?
Oh, yeah.
And just go at it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the use of condoms is where it should be, or do you think that too many people are still having unprotected sex?
I think a lot of people still are.
Kids these days.
You know, youth is wasted on the young.
It sure is.
Sorry about that, Tracy, but now you're starting to feed back. All right, look for
study hard.
Study hard and look for a Chris and Rob postcard in your mailbox soon.
Okay.
All right, next time you're in Madeira, meet us at No Anchovies, the best pizza in the Queen City.
No Anchovies.
No Anchovies, right there by the Dirty Movie
Theater. It's on Ludlow Avenue next door to the Dirty Movie Parlor.
Okay. All right.
Tell that guy I said hey.
Okay.
All right.
Hey. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
How come guys always say hey to each other instead of like hello or what's up or how's it going or something?
You broke the microphone.
Fix that microphone. Here's one of my favorite love songs of all time. The phone number here is 749-1444. Give us a call. We got a couple lines open. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Andy Gibb. Here we go. Check it out.
Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water. We'll be right back.
And I should leave this paradise, but I can't leave her. Well, I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm living for. She'll leave me crying in the end, wandering through the afterglow. But I can't leave her while I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm praying for.
A mountain, love is thicker than water. You heard it here first, fast and furious. Woo! I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show,
coming at you live every Tuesday night.
WAIF Cincinnati, what radio is meant to be. We're talking romance, love, marriage, relationship, couples. We're talking all that stuff because that's what we do as a late night talk show.
Now listen up, I want to tell you a little bit about next week's program. Next week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, tune in at midnight sharp as Rob and I will be talking to the former governor of the state of New York, the former governor Mario Cuomo. Mario Cuomo right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Next week we'll be talking politics. We'll be talking Democratic politics. We'll be talking about Republican politics. And I'm sure we'll even talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. So just tune in.
That's sure to be big. Mario Cuomo here on WAIF. Next month, when are we on?
And after him,
Tuesday
we're going
nights.
After him, who are we going after? Who are we going to hunt down and throttle on the air after we get done with Mario Cuomo next week? Jerry Lewis. We'll go after Jerry Lewis next. You know, Jerry Lewis is coming to town, don't you?
You're really excited tonight about something, aren't you?
Yeah. Jerry Lewis
what
is coming to town.
What are you so hyped up about?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. I'm full of love, and I'm vibrating all over. And in April, Jerry Lewis is going to be right here in Cincinnati. He's going to be in Damn Yankees down at the Aronoff Center.
What's Damn Yankees?
It's some play about baseball.
Now, are they going to change the name of the Aronoff Center since that guy's going to be breaking big rocks and
hopefully
little rocks,
they'll
little
change,
rocks and pebbles,
hopefully,
pebbles in the sand into nothing?
It's not that bad, but hopefully they'll be changing the name of it to the Jerry Lewis Art Center because that's a much better name for an art center than the Aronoff Center. I say we change it to the Jerry Lewis Art Center. What do you say?
I don't know. I guess Jerry was kind of funny there for a while, but...
Didn't you ever see the Nutty Professor when he turned into Buddy Love?
With the big teeth?
Yeah, that
big
was...
Big teeth and the bad
hair? That was hilarious, man. So, yeah. Let's change the name of the Aronoff Center to the Jerry Lewis Center for the Performing Arts. You heard it here fast, first, and furious on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You are really excited.
Oh,
tonight.
God, I'm pumped.
You are really excited tonight about
I'm bouncing
stuff.
Off the walls, man.
You want to do our restaurant review?
Sure, let's do our restaurant. Guess who I had dinner with tonight, Rob?
Me and Jim. I know who you had dinner with tonight. What the hell are you talking about? Who'd you have dinner with tonight? I was sitting right there with you. You're not going to lie and make up some story. You kind of grossed me out the way you're ogling every woman in the place, especially that blonde sitting by herself reading what looked like a term paper or a manuscript or something. That kind of gave me the creeps. But physically, you were sitting next to me and across the table from Jim. I know who you had dinner with tonight.
I was going to use a little allegory here. Is it allegory or allegory?
What are you trying to say?
I'm
allegorical?
Just saying, Rob and Jim and I had dinner tonight with Bob Huggins.
Did not.
Did too.
We were at least in the same room as him.
We walk into his restaurant. What's it called?
Hugs Inn, right there in the heart of Hyde Park, right next to Norwood. It's practically
Norwood.
In Norwood. Is it Norwood or Hyde Park?
Well, you know they're going to say Hyde Park anyway.
But
yeah, well,
our seats were in Hyde Park, but this restaurant,
no,
Hugs Inn.
The receipt.
The,
what you get
the
when
restaurant
you
is physically located within the jurisdiction of Norwood. So if the place caught fire, the Norwood Fire Department would have to come.
Yeah, but he's from West Virginia, though, isn't he? Isn't Huggins?
But they,
from, I don't
they're
know.
Not going to bring out the West Virginia Fire Department.
Well, I'm just saying he's probably a big redneck. He'd fit right in either locale.
Look up Hugs Inn. Let's call him up.
I'm sure they're not in a phone book. They opened like 3 weeks ago. So we walk into Hugs Inn, and there's this guy. Sounds like he's been drinking Drano all night. He's screaming at the top of his lungs trying to sell a tie or something. I guess they, like, sell Bob Huggins ties. I don't know what they do with the money. I guess by Huggins more hair trainer.
I guess.
A little more grease for Huggins' hair. But this guy, $150 for this tie.
That tie what? Was definitely not
Wait,
worth $150 bucks, too.
But they got done with that, and then we ate. And actually, the food was, we all heard that the food sucked. Going into it, all of us had said, you know, I had heard the food here really sucked. But, you know, it's the place is probably so bad it's funny, so we
The
went.
Rumor I heard was that the service was slow and the food was cold.
Wrong. The service was pretty quick.
Much to my surprise, the service was quick. They kept refilling up my soda every time I turned around, and the food wasn't half bad.
The food was pretty good. I had some kind of pasta.
Sandwich could have been bigger, though. You'd think at a big, like, jock kind of place, a big sports bar, a jock joint, you think they'd give you a big old huge sandwich that's bigger than your head. It wasn't bigger than my head.
My plate of pasta was pretty big, but it was $12, and pasta's pretty cheap. But there was also, like, some sausage and chicken and stuff in there.
I would say, overall, the atmosphere was fun. The food was
good. No, the atmosphere was kind of goofy.
It was fun.
The atmosphere is
you
full.
You can shoot hoops while you eat. You can
that
shoot
was,
hoops while you, Where else can you go?
Not the whole
you can shoot hoops while you eat.
The whole place was full of dorks who were like, I'll never get to meet a celebrity like Bob Huggins anywhere else. So they all went there hoping to catch a glimpse of superstar.
At the same time, I thought that the joint was a little bit pricey.
It was a little bit pricey, but you got to pay for, you know, you got to pay for Huggins' name.
And you got to pay for the atmosphere. And you got to pay to shoot hoop while you eat. And you think I'm kidding, but you really do get to shoot hoop while you eat.
So that's wasted space. I mean, they have 3 basketball goals there when they could have tables to be making, you know, make money there, but they don't. And they have a gift shop, and the stuff was $15 for a t-shirt. Not
all,
bad.
Well, that's like at a rock concert.
Yeah, well, no, at a rock concert, like $25 for a t-shirt. So, you know, out of 5 spoons, I'd give Hugs Inn like 3. Although Jim had a 550 can of beer, and I want to know if any beer, any one single beer, this is not a pitcher. This is not a pitcher. This is one. It wasn't even a pint. It was like a 14 and a half ounce pint. You know, it was a big, tall can, 14 and a half ounces of some kind of Irish dark motor oil looking swill. 5.5 bones. Was it worth $5.5, Jim?
Nope.
Since Jim didn't pay, he didn't care. And he got 12 onion rings for $3.50. I mean, he got, it was like that game you play when you're a little kid, and there's like a pole sticking up, and you set the little round things on top. Like, they put the big red one at the bottom, then you put the blue one, it's not quite so big, on top of until they stack up like a nice, almost pyramidal shape. He gets one of those, there's probably, what, 12, maybe 15 onion rings on there? $3.50.
They were damn good onion rings.
They
though.
Were good onion rings. They were $3.50, though. You know,
beer
batter.
Onion? Beer batter.
Well, you think they were using that $5.50 a can beer, or do you think they were using Schlitz back there for the beer batter?
Probably Busch Light.
They were using, no, because then it would have no flavor.
Yeah. Well, the phone number here is 749-1444. You're tuned in to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF 88.3 FM, the bottom of your dial, 749-1444. We'll be right back.
Where are we going?
Crazy. You want to come along?
Look at them and look at us. One is Francine, one is Gus. Lots of people think they're boring, but we don't, not us. He is gray, and so is she. You like pigeons, just like me. Lots of people think we're silly, but I don't, not me. We go for the same kind of music. Any old rousing march will do. We both like the same kind of oatmeal. It's no good without a lump or two. Watch them soar up to the sky. They are flying, so am I. Lots of people just don't understand, but you do, and so do I. You like oatmeal, I do too. You like paper clips, me too. You play checkers, I do too. You like me, and I like you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we make up what you would call
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You know, we just heard Bert. Go ahead and say the phone number.
That was Bert from Bert and Ernie. Rob and I are kind of like the Bert and Ernie of talk radio. Rob's Bert, I'm Ernie, because I'm always happy and Rob's kind of grumpy.
But the phone number is 749-1444. And Bert just got done singing a love song to pigeons, because if you watch Sesame Street, you know that Bert, he's the yellow one. He's the guy with the big banana head. And
you know what some of the girls think about him?
They think he's pretty hot.
In that turtleneck, you know it.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's real tough. But Bert, as we know, Bert loves pigeons.
And pigeons are wonderful creatures. You can find pigeons downtown. You can find pigeons in the suburbs. There's all sorts of pigeons. There's spotted pigeons. There's gray pigeons. I even saw a bright yellow pigeon once.
But the thing that makes me kind of queasy, kind of nervous, the thing that kind of bugs me is the fact that...
What bugs you, Rob?
Bert loves pigeons. And then on the Muppet Show, they have this gonzo, big giant, you know, guy with like a big giant finger sticking out for a nose. The great Gonzo.
Oh, Gonzo's great. Gonzo loves chickens.
Which one of these Muppets? Is it Frank Oz has this weird attraction to birds? I mean, how can they have two characters?
Whoa, Rob.
A weird love.
It's a lot simpler than that. Simply put, birds make good puppets. It's easy to make a good puppet out of a bird.
Okay.
And that's why.
Let's talk to Mark real fast on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. How are you?
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mark.
Huh? What's that?
I said Happy Valentine's Day, dude.
Same to you.
What are you doing to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
You got yourself a woman?
Three to five fingers.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, is there something Rob and I can do in order to help you meet that special someone?
Well, no, let me tell you. Hey, I thought that was Francis the Talking Mule that was doing that song, man.
No, it's Bert from Ernie and Bert of the Muppet of the Sesame Street Show.
Oh, man, you threw me off bad. I had flashbacks and everything.
That'll happen, you know, I mean... That'll happen. Sound a little bit like Oscar the Grouch at first.
Especially with the lumpy oatmeal.
Yeah. You like your oatmeal lumpy?
I hate it.
Why? What's wrong with it, man?
It's for horses.
It's for horses. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oatmeal is for everybody. Oatmeal's good. It's good for what ails you.
That's what I heard.
You put a little cinnamon, brown sugar, maple syrup, whatever you want.
You throw all that junk in, it ain't no good no more.
Yes, it is still good, Mark.
No, I heard it's good, but it's when you throw all that butter and milk and junk in.
Well, yeah, if you throw butter in, who's talking butter? I'm talking a little brown sugar, a little maple, just for a little flavor. I'm not talking half a stick of butter. I'm talking just a little flavor kick.
Butter is good food.
Because oatmeal has no taste just by itself. You gotta have...
Well, you could throw a half a bottle of bourbon in there, too.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah, we're talking some quality oatmeal eating.
Well, I like cream of wheat better anyway. But that's a different story.
Well, now we're getting on Uncle Ben now.
Well, I don't know anything about your Uncle Ben. He makes rice, and that's pretty good stuff, too. Anything else, Mark?
That's it.
Sure appreciate the call.
Bye.
That was Mark. You're tuned into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. The phone number is 749-1444.
And it's Valentine's Day. Let us be the first to wish you a bear from us and ours to you and yours.
No, that's a Christmas thing, man.
Oh,
you can only say that at Christmas time.
What do you do for Valentine's Day?
Say, I love you, man.
I love all you people. I don't know anything about St. Valentine. I don't know anything why he has a day named after him. I don't know how it got all romantic and mushy and all that stuff.
Well, I do.
Well, lay that rap on us, dude.
Okay, about 250 years or so after the year zero, which was the year that Christ died, just to put things in time frame, one of them Roman emperors thought it would be a good idea to outlaw marriage.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, he thought... Well, the reason being is because at the time, the Holy Roman Empire was involved in some big-time wars, and... His soldiers were better fighting machines if they didn't miss their families back home. Therefore, he outlawed marriage. You couldn't get married, therefore you would have no ties at home, and you would be a more effective killing machine.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Well, there was this one, I don't know, back then they had the Catholic Church was just getting started, and they were pretty big. There was this one bishop-type dude. His last name was Valentine. I think he eventually became a saint, therefore St. Valentine. And St. Valentine...
What were the miracles he performed?
I don't know about miracles, but he secretly would marry people.
If you wanted to
get married, but you couldn't get married, well, the upcoming brand new Christian church that was sweeping the world, this bishop guy says, hey, I'll marry you, man. Just come on in and we'll get you married and... The Holy Roman Empire won't know a thing about it.
So this St. Valentine guy put up the first Elvis Love Chapel.
Sort of like that, but, you know, much more like primitive-type, Roman-type version. You know?
They didn't have neon hearts.
Not yet. So he was marrying all these people in secret, and guess what happened?
He probably got caught. He probably had a trial that lasted 25, 30 minutes. He was probably executed to die.
Well, slow down.
They probably hung him on a cross for 4 days, took
now,
him
slow
off the
down.
Cross,
You're getting a little
put
ahead
him in
of
a log, sawed the log in half, and then threw the parts into the Mediterranean Ocean Sea, right?
Pretty close to it, but just a couple of months after he was murdered and martyred for marrying people in secret.
Who murdered him?
The Romans.
Those bastards! Oh, I'm sorry. Then, I didn't mean to offend our... Italian.
That Roman emperor died a couple months after that, and people got married after that left and right.
Ah, romance.
So basically, that's the story of Valentine's Day.
But you know, I'm not an expert on history by any stretch of the imagination, but my guess is back then, probably marriage wasn't that romantic. It was probably more of a working arrangement. It was probably more of just like, this is what you have to do. Love probably did not have that much to do with it. Do you think they had arranged marriages?
Oh.
Very possibly.
Yeah, but they still had people fell in love and go get married secretly by this Bishop Valentine.
Oh. So he not only married people, he also kind of added a little romance to it, too.
I think so.
So he single-handedly invented romance. Do you believe in the myth of romantic love, Chris?
Of course I do. How could you not?
Do you believe that someone, that a couple can meet when they're, say, 15 and still love each other when they're 85?
No, yeah, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because people change. People change tremendously. I say you're not responsible for your actions unless it's something drastic like murder. But you're not responsible for your actions every 6.5 years. You've had time to grow and become...
You're not responsible for your actions
okay.
every 6.5 years?
Like, if you bought a really embarrassing record
okay.
in 1989, I couldn't hold that against you anymore. Because you've had time to... If you're still buying bad records, well... If you're like buying Stone Temple Pilots in 1996, I can hold that against you. But if in 1988 you were buying The Outfield, I can't hold that against you any longer.
You just compared
Although
the Stone Temple Pilots to The Outfield.
Although I might. If you bought The Outfield, I might still hold it against you.
The Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444.
That's my theory anyway. And so if you change so much, how can you be in love with the same person for all those years? Because you're a different person and they're a different person. It's a joke. It doesn't last. It's not real. This whole idea that you can actually love someone for 40, 50, 60 years, it's a big... Maybe.
Paul Harvey's been married to Angel for 120 years now.
Well, Paul Harvey's been dead for the last 30 years, though. Maybe you can grow and change, and you'll just coincidentally and fortunately grow and change in kind of the same direction.
Captain and Tennille are still married because love is keeping them together.
Oh, you damn it. You're right. I'm wrong.
I forgot about the captain.
The captain is good.
The flip
He's
side
a good
of the token.
Captain.
The flip side of the token is that only love can break your heart. We'll be right back. 749-1444. Chris and Rob.
Only love can break a heart. Only love can mend it again. Last night I hurt you, but darling, remember this.
Day from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yes,
phone
indeed.
Number is 749-1444. In case you've never tuned in before and this is your first time, let me lay out the scenario here for you so you know what's going on. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
That's him, right there.
I thought you were going to talk for a while. You're like, let me lay out the scenario. And I'm thinking, well, Chris is going to talk. I'm going to get a soda.
As you can tell, we have a very warm, passionate, loving relationship between me and Rob and I, however you want to say it. And Rob and I care about each other a great deal. Therefore, we said to each other a couple of decades ago, we said to each other, hey, man, we're so full of, like, goodwill and good feelings, and we also have a lot on our minds. Why don't we start a talk show?
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie said,
sure, man, whatever.
And here we are. We started out in Denver about 20, 30 years ago. We were originally on the number 3 station in town, but we took him to number 1.
We delivered the books, as they say in the biz.
And then Rob said something he shouldn't have said on the radio. I won't elaborate on that point too much. Next thing you know, we're here in the middle of the night in the Queen City, rocking the free world.
We're talking about romance and love because it is Valentine's Day.
That phone number is 749-1444. You're going to want to tune in next Tuesday, a week from tonight, to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, as Rob and I will be speaking with the former governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, and we'll be talking about many interesting topics. So you'll want to tune in for that. That's a week from tonight.
That should be very good. That should be very good, the Mario Cuomo show next Tuesday night right
now,
here. Chris,
before the show, Rob was asking me, what does this logo mean on this bottle of Jägermeister? It's got a picture of a deer with a cross above his head, and a cross looks like it's all, like, got something raying out of it, like a light bulb or something.
It looks like some kind of evil German, Deutsche, pagan, cannibalistic, weirdo thing to me, man. It frightens me.
For the alcohol-impaired people out there, or for the people who don't do alcohol much, what is Jägermeister, first of all?
Jägermeister, some kind of liquor.
It's delicious, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it'll really knock you on your ass.
That's why everybody likes it.
Sinatra loves Jägermeister. Did you know that?
Everybody does. It goes without saying. But Jägermeister, that symbol, that deer or elk or whatever it is, and the cross above it, the floating cross above the deer head is just weird. It's frightening and scary. You know, where's Jägermeister from? It's probably like made in Jersey. He put some kind of European name on it, you know?
Yeah, so we don't know. If anyone out there in radio land, and I'm talking old school here, but if anybody out there in radio land knows anything about Jägermeister's logo, where it's made, what it's made out of, anything like that, give us a jingle at 749-1444.
You want to hear my romantic date party story again?
What, the one you just told?
No.
A different one?
This is a date party. This is romantic.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here, let me get you some good date party music.
Get some date, I want to get some like Dr. Zhivago, because this is a story of epic proportion.
Okay, go. This is Rob's romantic date party story on the Chris and Rob Valentine Day Show.
Okay, it was a date party back in my heady undergraduate days. I put on my best red suit jacket. I was styling and profiling. I was looking good. I was clean. I was smooth. I even had on my polo. That always meant I got some when I had my polo on. I got a little on my finger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're riding from the dorms to the place where the big dance is. Like some VFW hall, like 2 miles from campus. So halfway out there, my date turns to me and says, you know, Rob, we're going just as friends. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't have laid out $8 a ticket or whatever the hell it was to go as friends. But fortunately, back in the 80s, things were a little more loose than they are under this fascist state in which we live now. And my good friend had a bottle of vodka. My other good friend had a bottle of Jim Beam.
Sounds like a good date party to me.
So
my kind of date party.
So we eat.
Let's all get drunk and screw.
You know, some people don't like to drink beer when they eat. You know, they just like to drink pop or water or juice or something. Or milk. I was drinking vodka with my meal.
Mm-mm.
I was drinking, and then...
Just washing it down, huh?
I was washing my chicken breast down with vodka.
Okay.
And so we ate that, ate the corn, ate the, you know, the potato salad. Still drinking vodka. Still drinking Jack Daniels and feeling, not even really talking to the girl. I think I danced with her once.
You were just pissed off because she was just going as your
friend. When you're in college, you got like 500 friends. You don't need another one.
Right.
Something, and I don't need another friend. I don't.
I got plenty of friends already.
I got plenty of friends, baby.
Later. Hey, Rob.
What?
Even good friends get cold at night.
Yeah, I know. But,
did you say that to her?
No, I should have.
Honey, even good friends get cold at night.
So anyway, the last thing I remember saying is, do you remember that movie, that Steven Spielberg movie, where the little things, the little cute animals would get wet and the evil thing would pop off of them?
Oh, yeah, it was Gremlins.
Remember?
That was terrifying.
Well, the Gremlins, they saw the water at the mall, and they thought this is their big chance to reproduce. So the one Gremlin, someone's knocking at the door. Yeah. So the one Gremlin sees the water fountain, and he goes, water. You remember that?
I remember that.
Well, I just remember looking at that vodka bottle going, vodka, all night long. And then I wake up as my friends are dragging me across the dance floor, and I'm puking all over the dance floor. I'm spewing all over the dance floor. I got a friend on each arm, and they're dragging me.
It sounds like you had a lot of friends that night.
And then they dropped me off in the bathroom, just left me there. Came back and got me a couple hours later, dragged me back to my table. I sat slumped over with my head and neck parallel to the table, and my date started bouncing my head off the table. Like she's dribbling a basketball. And then that was pretty much all I remember. Then they took me back to the bathroom. I slept on the floor till the end of the date party. And then I somehow staggered up on the bus. And they drove me home. And I went to bed and I slept in my suit. And that's my romantic date party story.
Well, thanks for that wonderful romantic date party story, Rob, on this year's edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show Valentine's Day Special. Now let's talk to Charlie about Jägermeister. Hello, Charlie. You're on the air with Chris
and Rob
Late
Night
Talk Show.
You know who you're talking to.
You know who you're talking to. Charlie, what's up, babe?
Nothing. What are you guys up to?
It's happy Valentine's Day.
Charlie. Kind of wow, kind of now.
They call her Charlie. So what do you know about Jägermeister that we don't know?
What do you need to know?
Where is it made?
It's made in Wolfenbüttel, Western Germany.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
What are the ingredients?
That's what it says on the bottle.
Okay. What are the ingredients? And what percent is it?
It's 70 proof, and it says caramel color added, and that's all it says.
70 proof. How much of it is laudanum?
It doesn't say.
Now, do you see the logo we're talking about? There's a logo on the Jägermeister bottle. It's got a deer or an elk, and then it's got a cross above its head with, like, something spewing out of the cross.
It's like white.
Like
what is
light.
That all about?
I don't know. I was just looking at that.
That is scary.
You think it's satanic, like the P&G logo?
No.
Do you think it's religious?
Probably.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard that the guy, Hans Fritzl Heimel Klimberg.
You're making this up, Rob.
Went on this talk show in Germany, and he told everybody about how he was like struggling to make it as a young distiller, and so the devil came to him, and the devil said, I'll make you a very successful distiller of spirits if you will sell your soul. And
put this deer in this cross on every bottle you make?
And it was on a talk show in Germany. I saw it. I mean, my cousin saw it and told me about it.
Was it on the Jerry Springer show? Charlie, what are you doing to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Smoking.
Smoking?
That's about it.
So you got a honey?
No.
Why not?
Because I live in Coleraine.
Oh, no wonder. Coleraine, home of the
Cardinals.
Cheating Cardinals.
Yeah, the cheaters.
You guys got felons playing for you. You guys are like the UC basketball team or something.
I was happy about that.
Why?
I don't know.
Anyhow, so Charlie, you don't have anybody to spend Valentine's Day with, so you're going to stay home and smoke, and that's where Rob and I come in.
That's Chris.
Right.
You know why?
You guys on Valentine's night.
We're going to help deliver you a little hard loving tonight.
Charlie.
Describe yourself on the radio in 10 words or less. The next call we get, we can pass them along to you. You can hook up, and if you like the guy, you guys can go out.
Or maybe, perhaps, Chris will go out with you.
Or perhaps Rob and Jim will all go out with you.
She's laughing because she finds that prospect very entertaining.
Who wouldn't?
Sure I do.
So you'd like, okay, well, here's your chance, Charlie. Go ahead and describe yourself.
I'm blonde and I'm cute. And I'm of age.
What? How old's of age?
18.
Damn, Chris, your turn. Well, Chris thinks you're really a guy.
Well, with a name like Charlie, somebody could be confused. But we all know about she's kind of wild, and that's why they call her Charlie.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, look at it. Look, Charlie, here's what we'll do.
What are you going to do for me?
The next guy that calls in that wants to go out with you, we'll have him describe himself. And if you like what you hear, you can call back. We'll take down his name and number, and we'll pass it along to you. And if you want to call him back, you can.
Okay.
Okay?
All
this
right.
is kind of like they used to do back in the 70s on when they called it 55 KRC. They had that Desperate and Dateless show. Remember that?
No, I do not.
Who was the host of that? Do you remember?
Jerry Thomas.
Jerry Thomas hosted that?
I don't know. I don't even remember the show. How am I supposed to know who the host is?
It was back in the 70s. They did
Who's
every
the guy that
Friday
does a gardening
night?
Show? There's the cook guy. The guy that does the cooking show now.
I don't know, but that was back in the old days.
It's that guy that gargles with Drano that we heard at Huggins Restaurant screaming earlier tonight.
God, that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
You know what they didn't have at Huggins Restaurant that I was looking for?
What's that?
Pudding.
They didn't have pudding?
I didn't notice any pudding. Because, you know, pudding...
Pudding is good food.
I can't say enough about pudding. All right, Charlie, we're going to take your name and your address and your phone number, and if some stud thinks he's
No.
You,
we're not taking the lady's phone numbers. The lady.
How are we
going to
call her back?
If this guy wants to go out with her, she can call back on the Secret Celebrity Hotline, and Jim will give her
okay.
the name of the new stud muffin that she's about
okay.
to meet.
Oh, but I do love pudding. Is that cool with you, Charlie?
I suppose.
All right.
749-1444. This is the
Chris. No, get her. Tell her the phone number. Tell her the Secret Celebrity Hotline number.
Yeah, do that. Okay, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. And boy, oh boy, don't Rob and I love,
I love pudding.
Cindy here for the Environmental Defense Fund at the supermarket with some smart shoppers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's for dinner?
Pudding!
Excellent. What kind?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Lemon mousse.
Oh, how sophisticated.
Why, thank you.
Okay, shoppers, when shopping for pudding, what's the most important things to look for on the label?
100% pudding!
Besides that.
Package made from recycled material.
Bingo. All sorts of products and packaging are now being made from the paper, plastic, metal, and glass that you recycle. But to keep recycling working, you have to buy those products. So when you pick up a package, read the label.
Just make sure it's pudding.
It's for all kinds of products.
As long as they're pudding.
This is Cindy saying for a free brochure on buying recycled, call 1-800-CALL-EDF.
Or 1-800-PUDDING.
Come on.
Oh, all right. 1-800-CALL-EDF.
This message from the Ad Council, the US EPA, and the Environmental Defense Fund.
Well, I gotta be wild, man.
What
are we
that?
On yet?
Yeah, we're back. I love pudding, don't you?
WAIF Cincinnati. There's your legal ID. Put okay. in your pipe and smoke.
Check this out. Listen. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. God, don't we love doing talk shows?
You know, here's a point of interest. We just got done talking to Charlie, who is desperate and dateless in Colerain. Charlie said she was 18, yet she had in her possession a bottle of Jägermeister, which, the last time I checked, is not supposed to be sold to people under 21 years of age. Therefore, Charlie, I think you have told us more information than you wanted to. You've told us that you're a scofflaw.
And the Colerain Police Department is on the way. We do know where you are calling from.
We traced
the call. And the police will be arriving shortly. Don't try to escape. They know how to find you.
You want to hear a funny story? Another. This isn't that funny.
You want some, like, music to go
no,
with?
No, this is really brief.
Okay.
I was house sitting for these people I know. And I went out one night and I started drinking a lot of Jägermeister. I mean, I was three sheets, right? So I get back to their house to, like, feed the pets and stuff at, like, 3 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning or something. And I ripped the coupon out of the phone book for the pizza place nearby. And I call and I order some pizza and I order some of those breadsticks and all that stuff. And then I sleep on her couch and all that kind of stuff. And then just the other day, my friend called that same pizza place and they said, "Do you want what you ordered last time?" And they read the order back. And I was like, "I don't even remember doing that." But, you know, they knew my name instead of, like, the person's name that lives there. Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Let's talk to Troy.
You call that a story?
It was a story to kill time while you were trying to talk to Jim about something.
That was a stupid story.
That was a vignette.
That was a very stupid story.
All right.
I bet half of our listening audience could tell you the same damn story.
Nuh-uh.
Troy.
Nuh-uh, yeah. Because they don't
Could you tell us the
it.
Same story?
Huh?
Could you have told us the same story? Or
about
one
what?
Equally as insipid? Of course you can. You know why? Because you're a regular folk. With regular experiences, you're a regular guy. How old are you, Troy?
18.
Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
Are you a gentleman?
Yep.
Stand-up guy?
Yep.
Okay, Troy, here's a question for you. You're out on a date with your girlfriend. She has a piece of spinach stuck to her nose ring. How do you tell her?
How would I tell her?
Do you tell her at all?
Huh?
Or do you even tell her at all?
Yeah, I would tell her.
And how would you say it? Would you say, honey, you had some spinach stuck to your nose ring? Or would you say, wipe that shit off your face, bitch?
No, I'd say, honey, you got some spinach stuck in your nose ring, and I would take it out for her.
Oh! Aww. You'd actually reach over there and scrape it off?
Yep.
What if it was, like, there for a while, and it kind of, like, dried out a little bit and was kind of crusty on the ring?
I'd still take it off for her.
That's nice. Try another one on him, Rob.
Well, that's the main one that you need to know if you're going to date the women of today.
What was that?
That's the main question you need to answer if you're going to date the women of today.
Troy?
Yeah?
Is sex on the first date a good idea, or is it better to wait until 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or even a dozen dates?
A dozen?
Well, it's good to wait for a while till you get to know the person.
Really?
Yep.
Do you believe in true love? True love from the heart? True everlasting love? A lifetime commitment? The kind of love that goes on forever and ever and ever, even as when you're even as old as Paul Harvey?
Yeah, sure do.
Troy, do you think it's a sin to go out on a date and then go home and pull it?
I couldn't. Can you repeat that?
Okay, Troy. If you feel it's not right to have sex on the first date.
Right.
Okay. Is it okay in Troy's book of morals to go out on a date, just give her a kiss goodbye, maybe try to, like, touch the sides of her breast, you know, accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
And then go home and spank it. Is that permissible?
Not really.
Well, thanks for all your honest answers full of integrity, Troy.
You're welcome.
We think that you're a stand-up guy.
Thank you.
Are you calling about Charlie?
Yeah, the girl, yeah.
Let me ask you one more question.
Uh-huh.
Is your idea of a perfect date going to Malibu Grand Prix, holding hands in the race cars while you go around the track,
and then
treating her to a game of Ms. Pac-Man when you're done?
No, the idea of a first date would be to take her out for dinner, buy her a dozen of red roses, and show her a good time.
You're lying.
Whoa. A dozen red roses on the first date? We're talking about a blind date here to boot, okay? A dozen red roses on the first blind date.
Sure would.
God, you're insane, dude. You don't give somebody a dozen red roses on your first blind date.
Maybe he's just young and rich. Maybe he's one of those Hyde Park characters.
Are you rich, Troy?
I own a leasing company.
You own a leasing company? What do you lease?
I lease Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, really?
How much? I'm in partnership with my father.
How much could you get a Mercedes-Benz for a night?
For a night? Well, I drive one, so.
If I wanted to lease it for a night.
That's renting. It's a big difference, Chris.
Oh, okay.
About $100 a night.
Okay.
You're stoned. All right, well, we'll take your phone number there, Troy. If Charlie wants to nibble on you, she'll give us a jingle. 749-1444.